Intensity pick up a little bit after today?
Usually does when you put the pads on. Yes, and it's a good thing. I thought we had a really good day. It's really our first day we had two full sessions in the heat, and I thought they battled through it. We had your normal heat-related issues, so, you know, tempers flying a little bit and some false starts and things like that, but it's a good learning experience, you know, for us. So I think we learned a lot today, but we took a step forward.
Is it kind of a catch-22 for a coach? You love to see the aggressiveness, but also you don't want people hurt?
There's a fine line. As you build toughness, there's a fine line as to how you go about doing it. And you can't give it lip service. You just have to. You have to learn how to do it. And there also is a fine line as far as protecting each other. And so, but they understand. I think they're practicing. Sorry.
Did Kyle Cross?
Well, you got two fights on the practice field, so I'd say, yeah, you don't want to necessarily see the fight in the practice. But Kyle's one that will not carry that over into a game.
But where do you draw the line? I mean, what's you not like to see out here that gets under your skin?
You know, I think what's very important is to protect each other. And unanticipated shots are unnecessary. Players, if offensive players expecting contact, which they are, that's fine. But when they're not expecting contact, that it's unnecessary. But certainly you can't take away from your aggressiveness on defense.
Did you kind of expect this was going to happen today?
It happens every year. It's part of training camp. It's no big deal. They're going to go in, and Kyle's kissing on his babies in there, and they're going to go in and drink and have dinner together and laugh in the meetings. Yeah, it's no big deal.
Coach, your thoughts?
Our quarterback was throwing punches last year at this time, wasn't he? So this is nothing, right? Yeah.
Coach, your thoughts on Eric Taylor? What he has for D-line?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, we lost Wink. He tore his ACL, and he'll be out for the season. So, you know, Eric was in throughout the OTAs, did a great job. We let him go because of numbers, and once we signed the draft choices, and he was in shape, and so he's back. And so looking forward to him filling a spot for us and, you know, helping us win some games, and we'll see how well he does from that point.
Did practice go as long as you thought it would today? Was this scheduled in at this time?
Yeah, you know, I think I cut four reps out of one period just because I wanted to get into the goal line period where they had a little bit left.
Jeff, last year there was a lot of talk about how defenses had kind of learned to deal with Vince and that they kind of came up with their counterpunch. Going into his third year, what are the kind of things you want to see out of Vince as he now adapts to try and take his game to the next step?
Well, you know, we were able to look at defensive approach to Vince from last two years, and so we've had sessions and such out here on the practice field where we're working at those type of things, and we'll continue to do that. So we have a pretty good idea how people want to defend him, and so and where the problems lie, so we address them to make him easier on.
We're about the time of camp where guys start to hit a wall a little bit. Is this about the time?
No, you know, we'll back down the next couple of days and go once a day. And, you know, if we're going to hit a wall, it was today, and it's not out there. If it's out there, they jumped right over it. So, you know, I'm pleased with how they're doing.
On hot days when you go twos, guys are obviously tired physically and mentally. Is it maybe more effective to work hard counts in? Is that mimic game-like situation?
You have to work hard counseling because we see it all year long defensively. And anytime you got to rush like we do and the techniques that we play, you're going to see it. So you have to get used to it. And, of course, it's very advantageous offensively as well.
Curse?
We just backed him down. Coach's decision. It's fine.